So, along the bottom of any of these tablets are non-physical buttons. They are on the screen only, but they do appear. By which I mean that there are always three of them. And if I can get the first thing.
Back button.
That's the first, the left button.
Home button.
Middle button.
App switcher button.
And the right hand button, app switcher. So back, home, and app switcher. These do what you think they would do. Back will always take you back one level, if possible. Home will take you to your home screen, which I've customized all to hell. And the app switcher will do the equivalent of Alt Tab and go between your apps. It brings up a menu when you do it with an actual keyboard, which, yes, is Alt Tab, by the way. That will cycle through your available open apps. I'm going to hit home.
Home button.
I'm going to double tap it.
File launcher, home. File launcher, home. Settings. Row 1, column 1.
It does like to repeat twice. It does like to repeat twice, and I've never understood why, but it does. It's not a big deal, though. It's just one of these quirks of the unit. So my first row, settings. I touched the screen without meaning to that time, and that's the noise when you touch on an area of the screen that has no content on it. I will now swipe to the right once. Now the swiping is just like iOS in that respect. You swipe your finger and you let go, you know, quite quickly, like you're flicking dust off of something, and stuff happens.
Apple Music, row 1, column 2.
Yes, I had to actually sideload that onto my device. So, as I say, mine is slightly more customized than your average Fire tablet, but it is doable.
Play Store, row 1, column 3.
The Google Play Store, the real one. Yep, that's also something I stuck on because I wanted it.
App Store, row 1, column 4.
That's Amazon's App Store, which comes with the device so that you can download apps to it and so on and so forth, obviously, because you need to get some apps, right?
Netflix, row 1, column 5.
Netflix, because I like my Netflix and I pay for it monthly. And I was like, well, if I'm going to have a tablet, I might as well use it for tablet things. So I put Netflix on it.
Dropbox, row 1, column 6.
A couple of shows ago, maybe 3 shows ago now, when I first got this tablet, I went into Dropbox to demonstrate how I played MIDI files. And because that's what I used to do it. And by doing that, I can just click on any random file in my collection, of which I have lots, of course. And that's how we did that. Are we going to talk?
Music. Dropbox. Music. Row 1, column 7.
Yes, music. That's the default Amazon Music player, by the way. Not the Apple Music one, because we already know that's there. So I basically have access to any music I've bought on Amazon years ago on the website. Because it's in the Amazon Cloud Library, and I can play it without having to have it on my SD card, microSD, by the way, which I do have it on there anyway. I have both my Amazon and iTunes libraries on my SD, my microSD card. From now on, I'll just say card. It's easier. I've got a 64 gig card in the device because the device only has 8 gigs of internal memory. But then it was a £50 device. In the US, this device will cost you $49.99. In the UK, it's $49.99, so it's just a case of move the currency symbol, and so on. Next.
Silk Browser, row 2, column 1.
Silk Browser. So, as you can hear, we've moved rows. The last thing on the previous.
Music, row 1, column 7.
I have 7 rows this way because the thing's in Landscape. If I flip it, then things change around and there are less columns across, obviously.
Roger, row 2, column 2.
Roger, the voice chat app, which I'm sure some of you probably know of. I installed that via the Google Play Store because I wanted to see what it was like.
Twitter, row 2, column 3.
Twitter, you got it. I just got a message from Lee Storm. I don't know if she's going to listen or if she is busy. Twitter is the standard Android Twitter client. I wanted a Twitter client of some sort on here and I thought, let me try it out and see if it sucks or not. And it does kind of. It's a little bit pants. I want to find something that's more usable. I don't really care for this one, but it is what it is until I find something better.
Total Commander, row 2, column 4.
Total Commander is a file browser, so I can browse the entire of the system with it, all the root directories, all the fun things it does, and oh yes, there's lots of things to look at.
Audio Boom, row 2,
Audio
column 5.
Audio Boom, a very obvious and popular app for a lot of people. Most people know what that is. Recording on this thing, in this thing, with this microphone, seems to do that, so I don't use it for that. I haven't even used it to play back, to be honest. I installed it to see if I could, and I can. So it was sort of a, hey, it was one of the first apps I ever installed. What could I do with it? This is what I could do with it. It was wholly unexciting, but there we go.
FTP server, row 2, column 6.
FTP server allows me to browse the device from my computer instead of browsing the device on the device, because, you know, touch screens and everything can be a little tedious occasionally. So I log into it with the username and password from my PC machine over the network and do it that way.
Team Talk 5 servers, row 2, column 7.
Team Talk 5 servers. It's weird because although it says servers, I mean, it's the full client. And with that, I can connect to TeamTalk 5 servers. I mean, maybe that's why it calls it that. But I would have just called it TeamTalk 5 or something. I have a message. Dr. D saying it's a very cool device thus far. I haven't shown you anything yet. I'm just showing you the home screen. But it's a very nice device. I like to play with it. It's fun.
All 4, row 3, column 1.
All 4 is the Channel 4 app that allows me to watch programs from Channel 4, which works as sort of, kind of, the same way it does on iOS, although iOS is slightly better. That's another thing you'll find is that Android versus iOS apps, there's a lot of contention of which is better. A lot of the cases, it's because they're coded by different teams working for the same company, so an app might be better on one platform and not on another, and vice versa, and you don't know until you play with an app which is going to be the case. You just have to go with the flow and see what happens.
Sky Plus, row 3.
Sky Plus
2.
Allows me to control my Skybox remote, schedule recordings, that kind of thing. The iOS app is marginally more accessible, and it's not even that great to start with, so as you might be able to tell from my voice, I'm a bit pissed off with the both of them, and yeah, not thrilled to bits by either.
To view, row 3, column 3.
TV view, or to view rather, is a TV app. I seem to have a lot of them on here. It's to watch terrestrial television in the UK. So any of the free-to-air channels in the UK, I can use this to watch those. And that interface isn't terrible. I can show you that in a bit if you like.
Speedtest, row 3,
Speed
column
test.
4.
It cannot pronounce that very well. Speedtest.net. I put that on here because, you know, it's nice to know what things are like. And this is a this access point. Sorry, the Wi-Fi chip in this thing is single band, 2.4 gig Wi-Fi. It's not 2.4 and 5 or even 5. So it's 802.11n. It's really nothing to write home about, but it works. That's all I can say about it. I mean, I'm glad that I had a Wi-Fi thing left to do 2.4, because I nearly switched off the 2.4 Wi-Fi in my house. I'm glad I didn't. I could have done.
Facebook, row 3, column 5.
That doesn't require any explanation. And the app is... it is what it is.
VLC, row 3, column 6.
VLC, a media player that plays just about anything you can imagine and lots that you can't imagine. And because of my card in the device, it does help me to play all sorts of weird and wacky formats.
Stuff, too new. Row 3, column 7.
Stuff, too new. Now, stuff is where I threw all the Amazon apps that I don't ever want to see. Email, calendar, clock, weather, calculator, camera. Because I didn't get it for that. I have a phone to do all of those things. And to be honest, the camera on this thing is, I think, 2 megapixel and the phone is 12. Need I say more? I didn't think so. And that's the end of that home screen. So I can, you know, swipe quickly or not so quickly through things. Let's go back. La 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 la.
Team Talk 5 servers. Row 2, column 7.
Now, if I want to get to the notification center, the equivalent on iOS, of course, you can do a three-finger. Of course, now he has to go to his phone. He does this thing every day and has to now to... Okay, so on my phone, I would tap on the top of the status bar and then pull three fingers down. On this, I can go to top of the screen and slide two fingers down. Or not.
Notification
shade. Thank you very much.
Andre's fire. Quick settings.
Trying to fuck me up during a demonstration. It's very kind of you. So I did that, and it's basically pulled down the notification shade. So in here... Either way, that's the edge of screen noise. When you swipe on iOS, of course, to the very edge of a thing that you can't go anymore, you get this kind of sound. This is the equivalent of that. I like it.
2303, Saturday the 30th of April.
Time and date?
Battery 100%.
Yeah.
Andre Louis, double tap to switch profile.
Profile is whereby, say, if my wife wanted to use this, I could double tap here and it would give me an option to switch to her, although I turned off profiles on here, just left mine. Because I'm the only one who uses this thing. She has her MacBook and her iPhone and... well, those things. She doesn't need my tablet. It's mine! So, But you can have other user profiles on it with different apps installed and all kinds of things. It's like when you log in and out of Windows, so you can have different accounts.
Display brightness slider 18%.
That is self-explanatory, just the display brightness for the screen.
Wi-Fi signal full.
Yep.
Airplane mode off.
Airplane mode off.
Blue shade off.
Blue shade is like the equivalent of the new night shift in iOS 9.3.
Do not disturb enabled.
That one is obvious. Do not disturb. After a set time of the night or day or whenever you want, it will switch that on and you will not get notification noises or interruptions when the device is locked. Or maybe even if it isn't locked, I don't know. iOS just seems to be when it's locked. This might be both.
Camera.
Camera. That is a camera.
Help.
Help.
Screen will rotate automatically.
That's a button. I've never gone into it because I don't mind my screen rotating automatically, especially the way I use this tablet. I tend to use it 99% of the time in landscape. Sorry, landscape. So I have left that alone.
Settings.
Settings.
Two new messages. 2258. Fanfiction. Chapter. Petrification Proliferation CH6 by White Squirrel. Fanfiction. Chapter. Gods Amongst Men CH25 by Slimmer.
It's reading me the two emails, or at least a preview of the two emails that I have, the subject lines thereof. So now you've heard the two emails that I have, and they're all security conscious, so I'm going to have to remove them from the archive. No, not really. They're just two fanfiction emails that I have there. I'm glad that they were not, like, all, like, giving out my business and my bra size and shit like that.
Back button.
Remember we talked about these buttons? So, unlike VoiceOver, where you cannot really swipe outside of the notification, outside of the main area of the screen, you can always swipe outside of the main area of the screen on here. So those buttons, when I flip the tablet to portrait, those buttons will move to the bottom of a portrait screen. They won't stay up the left-hand side or the right-hand side, because that'd be weird. But they will always be in the middle bottom of a screen, no matter which orientation you have it in. So,
home, app switcher, button.
Those are there now. There is something to note about this, by the way, which I find a little bit strange. When the device is in this orientation, you cannot see the double tap to clear notifications thing. I'm not quite sure why that is. I don't know if it's a screen reader error or whatever. It's a strange thing, and I haven't quite come to terms with it. But this might not work now because it's a live demo, and of course nothing goes right in live demos, but let's just see if it does. I'm going to flip this thing portrait.
Portrait. Quick settings. Back button.
And I'm going to swipe left now.
One update available. 16:45. Roger, talk more often.
See, it's showing me different notifications now. I'm not quite sure why. It's like it scrolls a little bit further down the screen and I get to see more things.
Two applications updated. 16:48. Roger, talk more often and Netflix. Voice view. Tap for settings. 29/04/2016.
That wasn't showing before either.
Patrick Merdew. 22:52. White smiling face is talking to you. 1.
That's Roger.
Two new messages. Settings.
And there are the messages from before. Now, if I go beyond all this.
One update. Double tap to clear notifications and hide notification shade. Button.
See, this button appears when only in portrait. I haven't yet discovered why this is. And I don't have a contact in Amazon or even a way to... I haven't found a way to leave feedback on this device yet. I would like to and ask such questions, but I haven't yet found a way to do that. So let's double tap to clear these because I don't really need them anyway.
File launcher. Home. Settings. Row 1. Column 1. Notification shade.
So now I'm back at the home screen where we had settings. Now if I go across, look, instead of 7 across, let's see how many we have across now. I believe it's 4 or 5. So it should change rows a lot quicker.
Play Store. Row 1, column 3. App Store. Row 1, column 4. Netflix. Row 1, column 5. Dropbox. Row 2, column 1.
Yeah, see? That's on row 2 already before. It went up to row 1, column 7. And it looked different. So that is the way it is now. So let's see if I wanted to change voices. We go into settings here. Or actually... we can do a pull down again.
Notification. Air. Blue shade. Help. Screen. Setting. Voice view. Tap for settings. 29/04/2016.
See, we can do that. Voice view. Even if you clear notifications, as you heard me do that earlier, this always stays in the settings. So you can always get to it very quickly. It's kind of a useful thing. Otherwise, you have to take the long way around And I can and will show you the long way around in a minute, because they kind of put the screen reader in a very, very hidden, dirty, shameful, embarrassing place, because it's like dirty laundry. They don't want you to see it. So we'll go here.
Voice view, switch, ticked. Provides spoken feedback when you touch items on the screen. To disable, select this option, then double tap anywhere on the screen. 1 of 8.
So we're in voice view settings now. It loaded up pretty quickly. Nice. It's a fairly speedy device for being very cheap. It does have a gig of RAM. It has a quad-core 1.3 gigahertz processor. 8 gigs of internal memory. As I said, 8 gigs. This is, you know, like flash storage as opposed to RAM. And I have a 64 gig micro SD in mine. It will take up to 128. And mine's a class 10.
Reading speed, 1.5x, 2 of 8.
We already changed that because mine was on 2x. It's now 1.5x.
Speech volume. Match device volume, 3 of 8.
That means that when I use the volume on the side of the device where it's actually now the top, because I'm still in portrait mode, it will match that volume coming off of the device.
Sounds volume. Match device volume, 4 of 8.
That was me pressing the volume key. That's what the max volume sounds like when I press the top. That's what that does.
Kieko, characters and words,
Kieko,
5 of 8.
Characters and words, and I have it like that because my typing on this thing is so utterly pathetic, you wouldn't believe it. Actually, you probably would from the way I entered my PIN into the passcode box. I'm just not used to typing on it yet. I'm really not used to typing on it. It's a complete failure. So I'm not embarrassed to say it, I'm just not good at it.
Punctuation level, some, 6 of 8.
Punctuation level, this is kind of common from most screen readers, everybody knows what that does.
Voice view tutorial, 7 of 8.
A tutorial that takes you through the voice view gestures. So when you get this device and you want to mess with it, that's what you've got to go into.
Go to text to speech, 8 of 8.
When you choose this, this is where we get to pick the voice. Now let's see if it shows us all the downloaded voices and all the new voices that I have not yet downloaded too.
Text to speech, text to speech. Default voice, 1 of 2. Download additional voices, 2 of 2.
So we go in here.
Default voice. Default voice.
You should now see the
default
voices
voice.
I have.
List. One items. English. 1 of 1. Russell, AUS. Radio button, not ticked. Amy, GBR. Brian, GBR. Radio button, ticked.
That's what I've got selected right now.
Sally, USA. Radio button, not ticked. Back button.
So if I choose Sally.
Sally, ticked.
Back button.
She's already selected. Look at that. So if I hit back now.
Text to speech, default voice, 1 of 2. Download additional voices, 2 of 2. Back button. Voice view, go to text to speech, 8 of 8.
And so I think that each voice maintains its own reading speed, I think. Let's look.
Speech reading speed, 1.5x, 2 of 8.
Maybe not. Maybe her reading spoiled at 1.5x, spoiled speed at 1.5x is just faster than others. So I was going to show you the long way around to get to voice view and to get to accessibility settings because it's very, very lengthy. I could show you by choosing the
voice view, navigate up button.
The navigate up button, which is the same as back. Now, yeah, it's weird because remember I said that these buttons along the bottom, the back, the home, and the app switcher, there's another button along the top left, which will do the same as back in most cases if it's there. If it's not, then you have to use back. But in a lot of these places, there is this navigate up button. So you can kind of pick which one you want to use. But I want to go home in this instance.
Home button. Fire launcher. Home. Music. Dropbox. Row 2. Settings. Row 1. Column 1.
So in that case, I just put my finger straight on settings because I kind of vaguely know where it is. So I can run my finger all over the screen just like iOS. La 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 la.
VL. To view. Skype Plus. Audience. Roger.
But I always put.
Recent. 1 of 10. Settings. Row 1. Column 1.
I like settings. Row 1. Column 1. And all my devices. My iPhone has it too. Because it's just sort of nice and easy to get to. So we're going to go in here.
Settings.
Oh, now, I'm not going to talk about all the options in settings, but I'm going to show you how far down you have to go to get to accessibility options. So here we go.
Device. Wireless. Storage. Power. Apps and games. Display. Device options. Personal. My account. Profiles and parental controls.
Oh, sorry.
Profiles and family library.
Let's not cut it off now.
Parental controls. Security. Sound and notification.
That double click sound meant that the page had scrolled onto the next lot of rows like iOS would at the bottom of a screen.
Keyboard and language. System. Sync device. Help. Accessibility.
Look how far down that is. So.
Accessibility. Vision settings. 1 of 15. Voice view screen reader. Manage voice guidance settings, including turning voice view on and off, reading speed and volume, and earcon volume, 2 of 15.
All the way down the bottom in settings, pretty much the last option. Like, pretty much the last option. I think it's either the second or third to last option in settings, and then into voice view. So, it's kind of hidden away like a dirty secret.
Screen magnifier is off. Enables the use of gestures to magnify the screen, 3 of 15. Font size, normal, 4 of 15. High contrast text is off, 5 of 15. Color inversion is off, may affect performance, 6 of 15. Color correction, off, 7 of 15. Hearing settings, 8 of 15. Subtitles is off, show subtitles for videos when available, 9. Subtitle preferences, 10 of 15. Convert stereo to mono is off. Mono plays all audio through a single channel, 11 of 15. Accessibility help, 12 of 15. Accessibility user's guide, 13 of 15. Services, 14 of 15. No services installed, disabled, 15 of 15.
And that's the last option, accessibility. Now, TalkBack, I think some of the Samsung phones actually have a home button, and I don't think that their screen reader is called TalkBack. I think they've called it something different and done a little different thing with it. You're supposed to be able to turn on TalkBack by going to the power screen when you hold the power button down for a couple of seconds and then holding two fingers on the screen for 5 seconds, as far as I understand it. Now, you can do that on this as well, but I don't think TalkBack goes off the same way, and if it does, it may be on certain devices only, but Amazon have decided to make it go off in the same way that you turn it on, which I think is very cool. So if I hold the power button down at this point,
power off.
It's on the power off screen, and I can show you around this screen. It's not very big.
Do you want to shut down your fire? Cancel. Okay, button. Power off.
I really don't, so I'll go to this point where I can't accidentally hit this button. And I will now hold two fingers down on the screen, and we'll see if I can do this in one go, because sometimes it likes to think that I've double tapped, and I haven't. Thank you very much. So here we go.
Keep holding down two fingers to disable voice view. Voice view disabled.
That's it. Now voice view's off, and any person can use this now if they can see and don't want voice view on at all. So you can hand this to your sighted friend or your mother or whatever, and they can use it without being annoyed by speech. Let's turn it on in the same way. You turn it on to turn it on, you hold the power button down till it makes that nice noise. Or not. Let's do that again. It's supposed to make a noise. Let me do a test here. I've unplugged the cable, and it's just going to come out of its internal speaker, which is very quiet. So either it's not doing it right now, or I won't be able to turn the voice view back on. Shall we find out the hard way? Together. Here we go.
Keep holding down two fingers to enable voice view. Voice view enabled. Voice view ready. Andre's fire.
Oh, it did let me do it. It's supposed to make a noise when you get to the power screen. I think what happens is sometimes upon reboot that one of the notification volumes gets set to practically nothing, and it's really difficult then to get it to behave itself anymore. It's a thorough irritation and something that I've been fighting with since I got this thing. And I don't think it's my fault either, because I turn it up and it doesn't seem to keep my preference.
Device locked.
So it's now locked. So to unlock it, I can press the
2317, Andre's fire.
And we know that we're on the lock screen. And to unlock it, you can do a two-finger swipe up from the bottom.
Edit box is being edited. Enter PIN or password.
I can type in this here.
9.
Password
six,
again. Now
three,
I'm typing this in portrait two, this time, so it's a
six,
little bit weirder.
6. Device unlocked.
Well,
accessibility.
Right,
screen
time,
magnifier
this
is off.
Instance.
Enables the use of gestures to magnify
Happy
the screen. 3 of 15.
One of the things you will want to know about, because of course storage is very limited on this thing. Let me see, are we running out of time on this file? I've talked for ages. It's at 24 minutes. Wow, I've talked for a hell of a long time about this one piece of equipment. So
home,
let's go
button,
home.
Five. Settings, row 1.
Settings, use.
Settings, my account, profiles and family, parental controls.
I've gone down the screen
device
a bit
option,
further than I would like
wireless
to be.
Storage.
Let's go into storage.
Settings, storage.
Because you're going to want to keep an eye on the storage, and you can move apps to the SD card, which is a good thing.
Archive now. Button. View content. Internal storage. 1.26 gigabytes free of 5.63 gigabytes. 2 of 12.
See, it's not a huge amount of space left. Where possible, you want the option to automatically install to SD card checked, so that when you do install apps or music, then it's going to go there first. And you don't want to get a device like this without having an SD card to put in it from, like, day zero. Not 3 days down the line, because it will have already started to accumulate and slow down and be bad.
SD card, 3 of 12. SD card storage, 36.22 gigabytes, free of 59.45 gigabytes, 4 of 12.
So that's a 64 gig card. As we always know, it calculates lower than the card actually is because of the way that the sectors work and blah, blah, blah. I've got quite a bit on that card, as you can tell what it's saying.
SD card storage, 36.22 gigabytes. Install support adapts on your SD card is on. 5 of 12.
36.22 gigs free space using 23 gigs. I got music and stuff on there that I put on them. I tried to move all the apps to it, that sort of thing.
Download movies and TV shows to your SD card is on. 6 of 12.
So all these are options, you see. I can tick them or untick them.
Download music to your SD card is on. Store photos and personal videos on your SD card is on. 8. Download audiobooks to your SD card is on. 9. Learn more about SD card download preferences. Erase SD card. Delete all data on your SD card. 11 of 12.
You definitely don't want to do that.
Safely remove SD card. 12 of 12.
Safely remove is if you want to copy more stuff to it from your PC or some other machine. And if any apps are using it at the time, of course, you could cause corruption on the card by removing it forcefully. So you must always dismount it first. From this menu before you do that, because believe me, you don't want to see what happens if you don't.
Back button. Safely remove SD card. Back button.
And that's the back button. So that's how we would do that. We can go
settings.
Here.
Apps and games.
Let's go into apps and games.
Apps and games. Amazon. Collect. Manage all applications.
Manage
one of four.
All applications. Yes.
All four. On SD card. Downloaded.
Right. What I
list.
Want to do.
34.80 megabytes. More. Navigate up. Button. More options. Downloaded. List. 9. FTP server.
This, are you going to show
navigate
me
up, button.
What I want to see? I want to be able to organize this by size, not by alphabetical order.
FTP server. Version 1. Point. FTP. FTP.
I'm not quite sure why you went in there.
Audio boom. Apple. All. More options. Navigate up. But more,
maybe send me more
sort
options.
Sort by size.
Here.
Back. Button. Sort by size. 1 of 1.
Yeah.
Roger.
Sort
822
by size.
On SD card.
Right. So now I can see the apps by size. Biggest first.
Roger. 822 megabytes. 1 of 19. Facebook. 298 megabytes, 2
Look
of 19.
Look at the huge difference between the two apps there. I can probably clear Roger's data and save a whole lot of space.
Google Play Services, 170 megabytes. Apple Music, 168 megabytes. Dropbox, 82.24 megabytes. Twitter, 65.34 megabytes, 6 of 19.
And so on and so forth. Now, each app you can actually double tap on and go in and see where stuff is stored and what to do about it. So if we go into the biggest one up here.
Google Play Services, Facebook, on SD, down, Roger.
In we go.
Roger.
Now you can tell me where stuff is stored.
Navigate up. Roger. Version 1.35.1. Force stop. Button. Uninstall. Show notifications. Checkbox. Ticked. Storage. Total. 822 megabytes. App on device. 31.50 megabytes. App on SD card. 0.00B.
That's strange. So where's the rest of the app?
Data on device. 791 megabytes.
That's a lot of app of data on the device, isn't it?
Data on SD card. 0.00B. Move to SD card. Button.
So, of course, I hit this.
Moving. Button. Disabled.
And with luck, it will move all of the bad stuff that I don't want on the device, taking up the very limited storage, to the SD card. Because that's the plan, you see. We don't want it to do all that stuff. The other thing is I'm going to...
Reverse. Roger.
Flip the phone, the tablet, rather, back to landscape. Because I like it in landscape.
Roger. Navigate up. Button. Roger. Version 1.3. Force stop. Button. Clear data. Button. Move to tablet. Button.
Right.
0.0. Data. 791 meg. Data on device.
This track is ended. So I'll hit that to restart this long track. So I've discussed this now for 30 minutes. If anybody has any questions, then I'm happy to hear them. It's a very neat little device. It's cheap. It's cheerful. And to be honest, it set you back the price of a sort of reasonably expensive meal. But I think it's worth it because it can talk out of the box. You haven't got to pay for a screen reader. You can get it. You can turn it on. You can hold the power button down for 2 or 3 seconds and then put your two fingers on the screen a little bit apart for 5 seconds. It will tell you. And start having fun, really. If you have Amazon Prime already, then you're probably in much better stead. I have Amazon Prime, so I get access to Prime Music, Prime Video, and the Prime actual send me stuff services, which we use a lot in this house. Because we don't have a car, we tend to buy a great deal of our stuff online, be that food shopping, not from Amazon food shopping particularly, but other things, other than going out than collecting them, because there'd be four of us, or three of us if my wife just, say, took the children, but then she wouldn't be able to carry stuff because she'd be holding onto the children's hands. And if I went, then it could be like, I have to hold onto them, but then I have to use a cane, and you see, it can get a bit messy. This is where a car would be very nice. So if anybody has a spare car just lying around in their garage or, you know, in your back pocket, you don't really want, then please allow me to have it. I'll be very thankful for it. But so we tend to buy a lot of stuff online. That's why Amazon Prime comes into its own. For the yearly price of whatever it is, we can get stuff next day or same day in some cases. Prime Now. In London, we have Prime Now. In some cities in the US, you have that too. One of the greatest things. Honestly, one of the very greatest things. I like it a lot.